Wet earth, pebbles and grass flew as the five former bullies scrabbled into a headlong takeoff. In a very short time, the sound of their speeding paws was gone. Silence reigned outside the Dubolingle cave, and then suddenly, all present broke out into hearty laughter.
Ho, 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 ho! They went like scalded frogs.
Girly feared and muddy-nosed boy.
There followed a round of introductions, congratulations and thanks from both families. The four baby hogs and the two little mole maids had never seen anything as big and furry as Sunflash. They clambered all over him, smiling into his face and stroking the broad golden stripe on his muzzle.
And they are mounting with fur on.
Big wonderful animal.
The badger stood stock still, fearing to move, lest they upset the tiny creatures or trod on them. His huge face was wreathed in a pleased grin. He had never encountered beasts so small and affectionate. Tilly's wife, Deary, and her friend Lully, the mole wife, fussed about, throwing their aprons over their faces in embarrassment as they chided the babes.
Do come away now. Leave the gentle beast alone. Lackaday, sir, what must you think of us all?
Hurry, you and the hawkbird be welcome to rest a while in our dwelling cave. Us'll be bag and even toyed with victuals of plenty. Then us'll all make ye well-fed boorai.
Both families fled into the surrounding woodland to forage for food, leaving Sunflash and Scarlet the hospitality of their cave. The two friends shifted the barricade and took their ease on thick woven rush mats. Surrounded by the peace and quiet of the homely atmosphere, they were soon deep in slumber. In his dreams, Sunflash could hear waves lapping against the shore. He saw pale sand, sea and the mountain. A great feeling of longing swept over him, and he wanted so badly to be there, yet it seemed distant and intangible. Somewhere, a deep voice, that of a grown male badger, was chanting,
"Find me one day neath the sun, guarding the land and the seas. Streams to the rivers must run, telling their tales to the breeze. You are lured by the blood of your sires, from dawn till the daylight dies. As the sun burns the sea with its fires, and stars pin night's cloak to the skies. Find me whenever you will, seek me wherever you may, all of your dreams fulfill, ere time, like the mist, rolls away, away, away."
Reality seeped back slowly. A warm, glowing fire, tantalizing odors, and the mole and hog babes stroking his head stripe and tickling Scarlet's wing feathers.
"Wakey up, sirs.
Victuals be here aplenty.
Mum says you two uns will take some feeding."
Tilly shooed the babes off.
"Come away, you little rogues. Let the poor creatures up now."